A federal judge has approved a settlement in one of the longest-running civil rights cases in the country. The agreement comes in a Mississippi case that's been in the courts for 27 years. It's designed to end discrimination in the state's higher education system. It awards $503 million to Mississippi's historically black colleges. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The settlement is intended to end one of America's oldest civil rights lawsuits. Filed in 1975 by a group of African-American families, the suit claims Mississippi has a long history of neglecting its predominantly black colleges. The case worked its way to the Supreme Court in 1992, where justices agreed the state's universities were illegally segregated. Today's settlement is an effort to end that segregation. Mississippi Attorney General Mike Moore says the deal will significantly increase opportunities for minority students.
It's a pretty important and a very historic day for Mississippi. We are very glad to put this in the past and start to do what we can to try to enhance education levels for all Mississippians. So I'm extremely pleased.
Mississippi will use the $500 million to improve its three historically black colleges. The state has pledged to pay the money over 17 years to upgrade the school's facilities, course offerings, and endowments. The institutions also will be encouraged to recruit a more diverse student body. Currently, enrollment at the three schools is more than 90% African American, while enrollment at Mississippi's five other universities is about 75% white. Benny Thompson was one of the original student plaintiffs in the suit and now is a U.S. congressman. He says the settlement is the largest of any college desegregation case in history.
I've given it a better part of my adult life, and all these years, in my estimation, have borne fruit that our grandchildren will benefit from.
The Justice Department has endorsed the settlement, as has the Mississippi legislature, but it still faces opposition from some college faculty members, as well as from a handful of original plaintiffs who weren't part of the settlement talks. Those critics say the agreement doesn't do nearly enough to address decades of discrimination. They plan to appeal the settlement in federal court. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
Tonight, the PBS program Now with Bill Moyers, a co-production with NPR News, looks at how Muslim students are being treated on campus in the U.S. Check the website pbs.org for local listings.